What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan Sanglay, and welcome to the first episode of Sneaker Reselling 101 with my guy, Dom. Dom, go ahead and introduce yourself, my guy.
What's good, guys? I'm Dom. I'm excited to do this podcast. I know Dylan's been promoing it a little bit, but for a lot of my audience, this is going to come out of left field because I haven't said it. I haven't said a word about it yet. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get this thing going.
Man, I couldn't be even more excited than today, man. So just to give you guys a little bit of backstory, it has been so tough for us just to get the first episode out there. So we're going to try to record for a good amount of minutes, and then we'll hopefully cross our fingers, praise to God, the audio saves and we're able to make this our first podcast ever. So yeah, man, let's get into this.
I just want to tell these guys, we already recorded an hour plus. We finished it. It didn't save. We were pissed for a second. We were like, nah, like everything happens for a reason. Like we're exactly. Learning, like we'll get this shit out. And then now we've spent the last 30 minutes going through technical difficulties. So this is how things start, though, wouldn't you say? Like, this is how my reselling stuff started.
1,000%. And, you know, later on down the road during, let's say, episode 50, and we're getting the ball rolling, I want to be able to look at this first episode and be like, dang, like, this is where we started and this is where we are now. So, you know what I mean? This is the reason why we're doing this first episode, is to give you guys the motivation as to why we even started the podcast. So first things first, Dom and I haven't talked within I think a few days. So, cause again, the last time we talked, we were trying to figure out the very, very first podcast, but we look at it as a practice run. So what Dom and I are going to do, we're just going to go ahead and do a little catch up, and then we're going to get straight into, our motivation for the podcast once again.
Yeah. And the thing about the catch up that's cool is it's going to be a blend, bro, because the thing about the catch up that I like ties into our motivation, right? So when we called it catch up, we're always like, this is kind of your story, but we're always like, damn, like we went through some good shit on this. Like we should make this a podcast. So that's a big part of the motivation. And with that in mind, that's why we've talked about it. We've really wanted to structure in that this beginning part is like,
right,
designated for catch up, so we can go through the topics that are just interesting right off the top of our head. So
right, yeah. So like, because Dom and I, we don't talk for like months, or even just weeks, and we get straight into where we ended off. So it's, you know, it's pretty dope to see like our catch up and like different strategies that we worked on, good and bad things that we've done with the business, and things that we're definitely excited about for the future of our businesses, and our social medias, of course. So
yeah,
but yeah, man, your boy just got back from Seattle 2 days ago. So basically your boy got paid to go to Seattle. The event was called Seattle Hype Exchange. So shout out to my guy. They paid for the flight. And they also paid for my girlfriend's flight, which was pretty dope, if you ask me. Because I don't know, I said this before in the practice run, like 1 year ago, I would have never thought that I would have been able to go to or get paid to go to sneaker events just to do things that I personally already love doing, which is buying sneakers, selling sneakers, and making content. You know what I mean? And with that, I get to meet the supporters. You know what I mean? I get to do different challenges with them and just interact with them on a one-on-one personal level. So it was pretty dope, man.
Yeah. I gotta say, that's been, since we talked last, it's been a low key goal of mine, like to just get a little bit bigger, get more of this content out from these recent events. Cause I want to be getting paid to show up to events. Events are fun, bro.
I love it, bro. So yeah. Go ahead.
What kind of stuff were you buying at Seattle? How would you like describe the Seattle experience? You were with some of the homies. You obviously cashed out. What was going on there?
Yeah, man. So it was George Sneaker Soufflé. Rob was there. Sheck was there. And a few other homies were there. So, you know, it's always a fun time when I get to go ahead and catch up with the homies. Like the crazy thing about social media and TikTok specifically is that I was able to meet so many like-minded individuals just through the app. I want to give a huge shout out, obviously, to my partner right here, Dom. He was actually one of the first people to start posting sneaker reselling content or just sneaker content in general on the app. So, you know what I mean? So I reached out to him. I reached out to Sneaker Souffle, and I reached out to Rob initially when I started out. Of course, I was very, very, like, I was a smaller account account compared to them. So, you know, they kind of gave me their wisdom. We all became pretty close, and, you know, I would say we're doing pretty well in the TikTok game. So, everything happens for a reason, like we've been saying.
Yeah. And I don't know why I just want to throw this in there, but George is low key like my YouTube mentor these days, bro. I text him at least a few times a week about YouTube because he's fucking killing it, and it's awesome to watch.
He is, bro. Yeah, because I mean, even I think he was a YouTuber before he was a TikToker. So George definitely had his feet put into the game way before he even got into TikTok, and I think he was doing different content. He was doing like comedic content other than just like reselling content, that like what he's doing right now.
Yeah, for sure. So what kind of stuff were you buying at Seattle?
I was really mainly trying to like fit stuff that would like fit in my luggage. So I'd get stuff that would fit in my luggage. For example, like Jordan 1s are super, super easy to like, it's super easy to break down the box. So I was trying to buy a lot of Jordan 1s.
Because you came in and left the same day, so you
it was a
ship.
Day trip. Yeah, it was a day trip because I wanted to.
Wild.
Bro, I was so exhausted. Like, I wanted to get back before my dad's birthday. So I got there on June 12th. His birthday was on June 13th. So I did exactly that. You know, we got to the airport at 5 a.m. We left to go to the airport around like 5 p.m. Got there, left our flight around like 7 p.m. So like, it was definitely an exhausting day. Like today, I was like, even today I was still jet lagged. I was super exhausted. So but yeah, man, whatever I was buying, I needed to make sure that I could break down the box. So it was Yeezys, it was Jordan 1s, it was Jordan 4s, because all those shoes right there, you're able to break down the box and you're able to put it back later on once you get back home. So breaking down the box always makes me save so much space, so much money, and so much time. X out the time part, because the breakdown down the box is actually it's pretty tricky sometimes. So, so yeah, man, I was just mainly buying heat that I personally knew that I could flip pretty fast. Because again, it was a free trip for me, and it was a dope experience for me to just get out there and make content. And then while I was out there too, I made two YouTube videos. I made a cash out video, and I made a video of me breaking down everyone's drip. So basically what I did was like, I was breaking down the drip, whatever pieces they had, and like the cost of like their whole outfit in general. So you guys will definitely be seeing that later on in the future content on my YouTube.
I like that kind of format where like you go up and talk to people and like have more, like, I'm assuming you were talking to the people about their outfits, right?
It was funny, bro. You gotta watch the video. It was so funny. It was definitely funny, bro. So if you guys haven't yet, make sure you guys go subscribe to the YouTube channel, D Sanglin. Of course, subscribe to my boy's channel. Go ahead and promote that real quick, my guy.
760 Kicks TV. And off that segue, I want to talk about. I want to tell you about what I was doing with the content, because we talked about it a little bit before.
Yeah, and, you've been killing it, bro. You've been killing it. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. And I think I'm not the type of person that's usually like, how do I want to describe this? Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. My Kobe's content was so fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah. For me personally, I really like the GoPro content, the different angles that you, or that one angle that you use in order for you to promote it as a YouTube video. And also like delve in and make it as like several TikToks was pretty dope for me. And I even saw that you posted some of them as reels. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like that was definitely dope. And I definitely want to see more of those. And I got to get a GoPro, bro. I definitely got to get a GoPro.
Yeah. I just want to tell the audience what the setup was. So I have a back. I'm talking loud, bro.
You're good, bro.
I have a backpack strap. By the way, guys, it's like midnight here. I'm not trying to keep anyone in my house up, so that's that. But
yeah.
So I have a backpack strap for my GoPro, and basically it's just I turn on the camera and I go to the event, and it's just like y'all watching the content get to see what I'm doing directly from my perspective. And it's super cool. And I don't even have to think about recording. So you hear like the interactions with me and my brother, because we do this business jointly. You hear the interactions with me and the vendors negotiating, like all that kind of stuff. And then, so I have that whole video and I put that into a YouTube video. And then I've also taken all the clips and I've been cutting them down into short vertical videos and dropping those on YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and TikTok. So I've just been having a ton of fun working with the content, man.
Yeah, bro, 1,000%. That's definitely done. Is there a train in the background?
Yeah, bro.
this is funny, bro. See, this is a raw content, ladies and gentlemen.
This is
episode one, baby.
but I mess with the raw content, bro. Like, me we're too, just bro. Like. You know, like, y'all are getting a really good feel for us as people and, like, for our circumstances. Like, I have that train go by, like, fucking 40 times a day, bro. It's just one of those things. Like, I'll have to stop recording YouTube to wait for the damn train.
I'm dead. But no, man, like, you guys can definitely learn a lot from us as, like, entrepreneurs and obviously, like, resellers in the game. You know what I mean? So, I you know, this... Again, this podcast is going to help you guys so, so much. Not even just, we definitely hope so. You know what I mean? Because we, for Dom and I, we're going to be speaking out of experience. We're not going to be talking about anything that we've never personally experienced before or things that we've never personally done. You know what I mean? So, again, Dom and I have had a lot of great experiences with social media. We have grown our social media accounts very, very like exponentially throughout the, for me, it's been like a year since I actually like blew up on social media. But the thing is, it's been a year since then, but I've been working super hard on my content ever since like 2017, 2018 era. So, you know what I mean? I'm very, very blessed to be in the position I am right now. And, you know, I bet I'm pretty sure I could speak for the both of us. You know, for me, I was posting like literally every day on Instagram, and now, and then I discovered TikTok, you know? So I even told one of my boys, I'm like, bro, I'm going to be big on social media one of these days. I'm going to be big on this app specifically called TikTok, you know? And, he was like, well, what are you going to post on there? He's like, because you know, one of my friends actually at the time, shout out Mesa the boy, he was posting dancing content. So I downloaded the app, made the account, and I was scrolling to the For You page, and I was like, "Dang, what is trending right now?" It was dancing content, comedic content. So for me, I tried it. You know, I tried to do dancing content and comedic content. If you guys go all the way down to my TikTok and watch all the initial content, you guys will see that I was doing that. But again, like, I'm not a dancer. I'm not a comedian, you know, I'm funny here and there, but at the same time too, I started getting really good results when I started talking about things I actually enjoyed and things that I was actually passionate about, which was reselling and sneakers. Right. So when I started the resale business, it wasn't just sneakers straight out the bat. It was reselling clothes, reselling toys, reselling electronics, cards, anything that I could personally get my hands on, because I didn't have a lot of capital at the time. So I had to keep reinvesting, flipping, until I was able to finally be able to sell like sneakers, Yeezys, Jordan 1s, Off-Whites, Travis Scott's, the things that I was personally not able to afford as a starting reseller. Now I'm able to do that right now through the hard work and dedication throughout the whole year, throughout the whole, you know, year or two at least. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. I'm very, very excited for this podcast. And I believe that Dom and I are built for this platform. You know what I mean? For me personally, I personally wouldn't have chosen anyone different, because someone presented the idea to us that they wanted me to start a podcast with someone else that I didn't know. But, you know, again, Dom and I had like such a like special bond. And I believe that we could provide a lot of value to you guys as an audience.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things about when me and you connect on this kind of stuff is that we're both resellers, but low key, the big thing we end up talking a lot about is content, like what opportunities we see, what kind of things we're trying within it. And I think this is going to end up being a business podcast as much as a sneaker podcast, because like we're just hacking up how to market, like how to run a good business. And yeah, we both just happen to really enjoy the sneakers. But I really liked what you said about starting as being a dancer and transitioning into sneakers, because I think the number one thing is like, yeah, you gotta find yourself. You gotta find what you really enjoy personally. I think that's such a big key.
1000%, man. Because I mean, and that goes with literally anything, right? Like,
yeah,
if you are working a 9-to-5 job and you're like absolutely miserable doing that work, you know what I mean? Compared to like, you know, putting in that same amount of energy and that same amount of work into something that you're passionate about. You know what I mean? I say it all the time, right? I'd rather be getting paid $40,000 doing something that I absolutely love and get it compared to getting paid $100,000 plus doing something I absolutely hate. You know what I mean? So if you are listening to this right now and you know, you're stuck in a hole and like you don't know what you're doing with your life, just know, number one, you have time. Okay. But within the time that you have, definitely go out there and do different things so that you can see what you actually love to do. And once you do that, once you find out what that is, then go ahead and, you know, do it. And because again, anything is possible. You know what I mean? So literally, if you put in the hard work and you dedicate yourself to that work and you're just consistent with it, you're going to make a lot. You're going to have a lot of great results with that, with the thing that you're passionate about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I'm just all for finding what you enjoy and working at it as opposed to anything else.
1000%, man. 1000%. But yeah, man. Anything else with you that you did differently this past weekend with your content? That you want to share with your audience, with our audience, let us know what you did differently, what you found good, what you found bad. And yeah, let us know, my guy.
For sure. So, like I said, I kind of talked about the content I was making from Kobe's, and that's what I've really been working on. So we have another video on the way. I went to Otto's sneaker shop, which we talked about that the other day. And I did the same thing with the GoPro. And just for everyone listening, I want you to know why this GoPro setup is so important for me personally, because I think there's a lot you can take from this. The thing about the GoPro is that it records enough horizontally and vertically to where you can cut a video in and make a vertical TikTok or extend a video out and make a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's all about, look, like I love YouTube right now. Like that's the content that I enjoy the most creating. So I've been really focused on YouTube. But the problem with YouTube is that I feel like there's like kind of more opportunity in the short content right now, right? And I'm all for doing what you enjoy over what you think will bring you the most success. But the GoPro setup at Kobe's and at Otto's place has been the best of both worlds, because I make this YouTube content that I've been enjoying so much. And then I take the same content and I drop it on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube in short form as well as long form. And the thing is for everyone watching, I just want to say right now, this is just my experience. I think YouTube Shorts has the most upside out of any platform you can be on. Instagram Reels and TikTok are definitely close, but but YouTube Shorts, I've seen some of these things popping.
Exactly, man. And like, I don't know, like one of my friends was like, "Hey, man, did you see that?" I forgot his account name, but basically he makes Subway sandwiches. Okay, so I forgot his account name, so I can't shout him out. But no, man, like he has over like a million subscribers just by him making Subway sandwiches. And like the only thing he posts is shorts, YouTube shorts content, which is absolutely crazy. And here's the thing. I don't know if he's getting paid or not, but for me personally, if I was able to get that many subscribers or just an audience like of that amount, like I wouldn't even be worried about getting paid, bro. Like that's insane.
We've talked about that. I'm not getting paid on YouTube, and I couldn't tell you why, because I have like 3,500 subscribers on YouTube and like over 10,000 watch time hours. They won't let me monetize yet. But we've also talked about it, and I'm like, okay, that's annoying on the one hand, because I kind of want to be able to say I'm making money on YouTube. But on the yeah. flip side, I would do it for free, because I like it and because it's great for business. Like, it's 100%. Great for marketing ourselves and for marketing our business and gaining awareness.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's an amazing combination even before YouTube decides to pay you.
Bro, and that's the thing too. Like, what people don't understand is, you know, even with like the TikTok Creator Fund, right? Like, people complain so much about their views dropping or they're not getting paid enough. You know what I mean? Just like what Dom said, just to be able to say that you're getting paid for making content is super special. You know what I mean? Once I actually have it here, bro. The first ever amount I got from the TikTok Creator Fund was $3.14, bro. And I kid you not, bro. Bad. Like, I was like the happiest person on earth when I found out that I was actually getting paid creating content. And then from then, you know, it transitioned to YouTube. Now I'm getting monetized on YouTube. But then again, it's like, it's so special to me. You know what I mean? It's special to say that I'm actually getting paid off of things that I actually love to do. And once you're able to say that, bro, you know what I mean? Like, there's no limits, bro. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. it's a dope feeling. It's a dope feeling for sure.
I love it. I mean, just so grateful to be in the position we're in right now. Where, I mean, the whole thing, like, we're getting paid to sell shoes. Like, I work out my house most of the time. I work on my own schedule.
Right.
You know, I get to make videos for everyone. It's awesome.
Right, man. Right. And again, we wouldn't be able to be here without, of course, you guys. So I want to say thank you so much to each and every one of you guys even listening to this podcast right now. So again, thank you. And we give all the appreciation to you guys. And I continue to give all the glory to God, of course. Dom, you got anything to add to that?
Nope, not really. I think we should roll into our motivations for this podcast.
Of course, my man. Let's do it. So, yeah, guys, of course, we want to be able to look back at this first episode. And again, let's just say we're very, very deep into the podcast. And let's just say like episode 100 or 100, you know, around that time. And Dom and I are slowing down, or we don't find any motivation. We want to be able to look at this podcast and, you know, by all means, like, think about and listen to like the reasons as to why we even started in the first place. So, of course, the number one reason why we're here making this podcast is, again, we believe that we can help you guys out in so many different ways. We're going to be explaining different experiences that we have personally went through, good and bad. We're going to teach you guys how to avoid getting scammed, because I know a lot of people starting out, right? There's a lot of people starting out right now and losing a lot of money. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing we do not want you guys to do is, you know what I mean? Go into the resale game unknowledgeable, and you know what I mean? You could make a lot of money with this business, and you could also lose a lot of money with this business. You know what I mean? And, again, we're going to talk about different sneaker investments, the different sneaker, the sneaker TikToks that are trending on the app. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of different things trending on the app, like the evolution of fakes. Is it the end of reselling?
That'll be a long one. That'll be a good one.
It's. I'm excited for all those, man. I'm definitely excited for all those. You know, and different things personally, not only in the sneaker reselling world, but also in the business world, where we can also help you guys with marketing, you know, taxes, just like different strategies to help you guys grow within the industry that we all love the most.
For sure. I think one of the things that came to mind when you were saying all that, and this is not necessarily related to my motivation. I mean, it is a little bit, but I talked about this at the beginning. We're going to have this very cool balance of, I think our content's going to be really good when we direct at the audience. Like, we say we're going to teach the audience this and this. And I think it's also going to be really good when we have what we had at the beginning of this episode, where we're just bouncing off each other and talking to each other about our experiences. So I think you're going to see a really cool mix of us just shooting the shit with each other, and then us going over specific concepts to try to help you guys as the listener. So I think it's going to be really fun. I think we have some easy chemistry on this. Like, it's just me and Dylan talk really easily. We have a lot to say. Definitely. So, but I just think that, man, this is a medium, like podcasting in particular, that I think I'm meant to do. Like, I just feel like I'm good at communicating, and I think deeply about different things. And I want to bring my philosophy and what I'm doing. I just want to bring as much of that to you guys, the listeners, as possible. So I'm excited for that. And I really just hope you guys like it. Like, that's really what it is like, we're grinding all the time and thinking hard about how we can make our businesses better. And I hope that energy and that passion shines through for you guys. You just enjoy listening.
I love it, man. Yeah. 1000% on the dot, bro. 1000% on the dot. You know what I mean? So again, if you guys enjoyed this first episode, you know what I mean, please make sure you guys subscribe to the Sneaker Reselling 101 podcast. It'll literally mean the whole entire world to us. And then of course, once we get the ball rolling, we're gonna make hopefully an Instagram page, TikTok page. And again, yeah, we just want to continue to keep the ball rolling, like Dom said. And yeah, man, is there anything else to add?
That was a great second first podcast. I also want to say that I hope a lot of what we talked about from the marketing perspective, I hope me and Dylan figure out how to get a video component on this, and we figure out how to make YouTube shorts content, Instagram shorts content, TikTok content, all that stuff. So everything we talked about for promoting our own business, hopefully we figure out how to implement that into this joint thing that we're working on. And I hope you guys get to see that evolve. I hope the people that listen to this first episode watch our philosophy play out both individually on 760.kicks, my page, or designer_ETC, his page. Little plug for you guys. But yes, but I hope you also get to watch it play out right here. I think that'll be cool to see.
Of course, man. Yeah, and I don't know. I just kind of thought about this too. Like, later on down the road, like once we get this whole thing going and it's doing really well, I want to be able to bring in like special guests or just people from the audience on the podcast as well. I think that'd be really, really dope.
That would be cool.
You know what I mean? So
definitely.
Again, guys, if you guys haven't subscribed yet, make sure you guys go subscribe, whether you're listening on Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, I'm sorry, Spotify, or any of those other platforms. Please make sure you guys go subscribe to the Sneaker Reselling 101 podcast. And of course, follow us on social media. And yeah, guys, thank you guys so much, and stay tuned for episode 2. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.